And welcome to a special broadcast of live music here at KHOI Community Radio. Here in the station, we have the Leonas, fresh from St. Louis, or not so fresh because they've been on the road for a few days. Steph Plant and Sarah Velasquez are here to share some songs and create some interest for a gig they have later tonight at Mustard Seed Farm north of town. So welcome to KHOI, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excited to be here.
And a little bit about you. You have a guitar and a violin in your hands, respectively, Steph and Sarah. And you've been together how long?
We've been playing music for about 4 years, but we've been calling ourselves the Leonas for a little over a year.
We were friends in college. We went to a small liberal arts college in southern Illinois called Greenville College. That's where we met. I was studying art. Sarah was studying music. And we were friends. We've been friends for about, I'd say,
10 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, they say you can hear smiles over the radio, and it's certainly true with you two. Lots of smiles. And let's get straight into some music.
We're going to open with a cover. This is a Gillian Welch song. It's called Miss Ohio.
Oh, me, oh, my, oh, would you look at me so? Down. things I want to do right, but not right now.
The Leonas from St. Louis here in Ames to share their song and share some conversation for this hour. And later in the evening, they will be at Mustard Seed Farm north of town. And we will be giving directions to that. The directions will also be on our website, khoifm.org. Watching you two, I was thinking of the embouchure, the way you have your mouths so moving to help that sound come out so beautifully. It's a wonderful sight. I'm sorry, you guys listening, you can't see it.
We get some strange, candid photos taken sometimes. That's a nice way of putting it.
So, Steph, you mentioned that you were an art student. There's some beautiful kind of graphics on your Bandcamp webpage. Is that your work?
Yeah. Well, we recently made a logo for our band that I designed and that I printed from a block print that I carved. It's a symbol of a piece of fruit. Looks a little bit like an apple, and it has kind of two faces imposed on it, and they kind of share a middle eye, which right. kind of symbolizes our friendship and our shared experiences. And one of our songs that we're going to play today is called Forbidden Fruit, and that was kind of the inspiration behind that logo, that image that I created for our band. We're going to actually play that song next.
Oh, good. Yeah, this appears on the Mustard Seed Farm newsletter,
mm-hmm.
your block print. And, of course, the Mustard Seed Farm is featuring things not quite like fruit yet, but maybe more like turnips.
Yeah. It's that time of year.
I thought, is this a turnip? I wasn't sure.
Could be. Nondescript.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Thank you.
And so tell us, that Forbidden Fruit song we've been playing for our promo. Yeah, it caught my ear, definitely, on your Bandcamp website. Tell us a little bit about the origins of the song.
The song is a retelling of the Adam and Eve story, but you'll notice that Adam's not in the story, so it's more of a focus on Eve as a more dynamic character than we felt was in the original creation story from the story that we were told as children. We wanted to give her story more depth and her personality more meaning. And so we just took liberty. And that's just the beginning of the story. It kind of ends on, it doesn't really end on any sort of completion. So we're hoping to write more parts to that story. And just follow this woman through her journey of self-discovery.
Wow, that's very exciting. It kind of patches right into the song you just played about Miss Ohio wanting to do right, but not right now.
Mm. It's a theme we're attracted
yeah.
to.
It is.
Yeah, your mama is pushing that wedding dress. But,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, shall we listen to that?
Yes.
The Leonas from St. Louis playing Forbidden Fruit.
In the middle of a garden where the rivers meet, grows a curious tree with roots so deep. Radiating knowledge, both bitter and sweet, beckoning all to come and eat. Heavy with fruit, round and ripe, a magical food with the gift of sight. And in the silence of the garden it stands alone, shrouded in the fear of the unknown. so far from home. Here I stand beneath this tree alone, finding that the fruit is just out of reach. I try to climb, but my arms are weak. A bird sings softly in the woods nearby. I follow its song to share my plight. Just then the bird sings a warning meant for my ears, giving voice to all my fears. Don't be such a foolish child.
Leonas from St. Louis here with us, Steph Plant and Sarah Velasquez here at KHOI Community Radio. If you tuned in just now and wondering what's going on, we have these lovely visitors to our station, and we're because we're community radio, we can put them on the radio. We don't have programming in some corporate headquarters distant from here. We are grassroots, and so are they, and we are connecting through the airwaves, connecting with you as well. You can go to our website, khoifm.org, and find out more about the band. And they will be playing later today at the Mustard Seed Community Farm. The address of that farm is 366 W Avenue. And word has it that you can travel north on any main artery, Highway 69 or I-35, and look for exit E-18, or rather the E-18 exit. It's also 130th Street. Go west for 5 miles, and you'll find W. And you go south to 366 W Avenue. And there you are at Mustard Seed Farm, Mustard Seed Community Farm, a Catholic worker farm. That actually, I believe, Steph Plant, you worked there.
Yes, I lived on the farm a couple of years ago for a couple months, and it really changed my life. The people I met there were just exceptionally kind and generous and full of love, 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 and I just kind of wallowed in it so the whole time and let it transform me, and I just want to come back every summer and see them again. I feel like they're my family.
Wow. That's such a great thing. The song that you just played sort of had a dialogue between two characters, the Eve character and this bird. And I wonder if there's a kind of ongoing dialogue in your friendship, in your relationship.
Oh, absolutely.
Constant.
I mean, and how is that? How would that be characterized, I should say?
Well,
We're slightly different personalities, but we're both very supportive of one another, and we've been there for each other through some difficult times and are always giving each other that constant, steady holding of each other's lives and hearts. And when we are going through difficult times, we can always count on each other to be a beacon of light. And we have lots of very deep and dynamic conversations about things that we struggle with or things that are confusing to us. And love to just come away shrugging our shoulders.
Well said, buddy.
You're a buddy.
So is one of you a sort of a nudger? Let's move on, like the bird in the song.
I think we both take on that role sometimes. We're very adaptable people, and we have this ability to be for each other what the other person needs at all times. And sometimes Steph is very encouraging and nurturing, and sometimes she's very challenging to me and brings me to that next level of self-awareness. I hope I'm the same.
I was just going to say the same thing, actually. That's cheesy. We've got a really cheesy friendship.
Oh, no. It sounds like you're very in tune.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
Well, that's great that you are expressing it. And what is your next song?
The next song we're going to play is called Girl. And it's another original Leona's song.
All right. Okay. This is the Leonas playing on KHOI Community Radio 89.1 FM.
One, two, three, four. Keep your mouth shut, hold your tongue, don't say something will make you regret.
Girl, you better keep your door shut, keep your door shut, the devils are prowling, I bet.
Girl, you better keep your mind shut, this book hasn't failed us yet.
Keeping those legs shut right. No, don't make me get into it.
Girl, you better keep your mouth shut. Hold your tongue. Just listen to what we have to say.
Girl, you better keep your door shut, shut. Lights down. Get on your knees and pray.
Tell you when it is okay, and it's never okay. Do we say it's okay? You are to be ashamed.
Girl, you better keep your mouth shut, keep your door shut, keep your eyes shut.
Girl, you better keep
your heart shut, keep your mind shut, keep them shut.
Questions off, you've said enough, now listen to us and don't fight. Girl, you know you're better off when you're not yourself, and that's what we want.
Get what we want, yeah,
that's what we want,
and we get what we want.
What Amazing. Yay, that was great. The Leonas from St. Louis here in Ames to perform later tonight at the Mustard Seed Community Farm and here in the KHOI studios, gracing us with their song and conversation. I'm convinced. We'll give you whatever you want. What do you want?
That song is not supposed to necessarily be from our perspective. This is the way we... This is a little bit of a sassy song asserting some little bit of resentment about ways we've been spoken to.
Mm-hmm. Better give... That's the other voice. The other speaks. Yeah. Better give us... Yeah. I wondered because it switched their, you know... Yeah.
That one is the very first track on this four-song EP that we made last year. Do you have this one?
Oh, nope.
Here you go.
Oh, yay. Thanks. We'll put it in the rotation.
Yeah, lovely.
There's the picture that we'll have on the that we have on the website already of you two. Okay. And that is available on your Bandcamp.
That's correct.
On the Bandcamp website, and that is linked from khoifm.org. Anyone listening who wants to grab that EP, they can do so. And you have been traveling, right?
Mm-hmm. We just got back from a stint in St. Paul, Minnesota. Before that, we were in
Des Moines,
Iowa.
Very near here.
And before that, we were in Omaha. So we've been around, like, the Midwest this week.
And I heard that one of your gigs was at a nursing home.
Yes, that's right, in Atlantic, Iowa.
Oh, I know Atlantic.
You do.
Uh-huh. So, okay, and that's where your grandpa is?
Yeah, my grandpa was lives in a nursing home called Heritage House. And so we stopped in the afternoon and played for him and the other residents there. And it was a very fun time. It was a birthday party, so there was cake, and we got to play a little music, and it was very special.
It's a very unusual crowd for us. We had to adapt our set a little bit and kind of, like, just roll with the unusual vibe. Mm-hmm. But I was very blessed and humbled by that experience.
And your other gigs that you've played, where have you played?
Well, we've done a couple of house shows, which were really nice because we had lots of time to talk and get to know people. And we played in a coffee shop in Lawrence, Kansas called Decade. That was really fun.
Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful place. Lawrence, Kansas is a great town. Really nice people there. There's been really nice people everywhere we stopped on this trip.
We played in Kansas City at the Brick. Mm-hmm. And before we left St. Louis, we had a really fun send-off show. And a lot of people came out to that and sent us on our way with some very good vibes. And we made a little bit of money, so that was good, too. People were very generous. Yeah. A lot of our friends are musicians, and they understood.
Where do you play in St. Louis?
That show was at the Heavy Anchor.
Mm-hmm. Heavy Anchor.
It's a nice bar and music venue on the south side of St. Louis.
Yeah. Great sound. Mm-hmm. It's our favorite place to play. And then we're going to play at the Tap Room, the Schlafly Tap Room, on June 9th. When we get back with some other local bands. And then I think one other touring band.
It's going to be an all-female show, which we're excited about.
Yeah.
It's always nice when you get to feel that energy that's just subtly different when it's just a bunch of ladies and doing their best and being touching their power and their joy and sharing it.
And tonight you'll be playing at Mustard Seed Community Farm, where Steph worked for, it sounds like a month or so?
Yeah, I was there for a couple months.
Several years ago, and that's a great place where people come together to touch the earth and share good vibes as well.
Mm-hmm.
try to go back there as often as I can.
That show starts at 6 o'clock, and I understand that it's a potluck. So if you want to go, you bring something, and it'll start off with the Porch Stompers, which I believe is Alice's group.
Yeah, they're great. That's going to be so much fun.
I'm excited to hear them.
Uh-oh, Steph's getting out her banjo.
Yeah, our next one has a little bit of banjo-y.
And what is this next tune?
This next one is a short and sweet little song called Sweet. You'll see why.
The Leonas from St. Louis, here at KHOI Community Radio.
You were sweet, 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 sweet for the summer. Sweet, 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 sweet for each other. Ooh. Come in closer.
Your hand feels nice and light.
Hold me tightly.
You are my warm sunshine.
Another fruit song.
Never thought of it that way.
I think they're picking strawberries really soon now, if not already, at Mustard Seed Farm.
Perfect.
That was
sweet
that
for the summer.
So lovely. Your voices are so well combined, and you just do so much between you two. Are you trained to sing? Did you take vocal lessons a long time, or how did you learn how to sing so well?
I did not. I'm primarily a violinist. But I grew up singing in the church and in school choirs and things, and I really like to harmonize. That's where I get a lot of musical fulfillment with singing.
You're dang good at it.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite way to learn how to sing is I always like listened to my favorite vocalists and tried my very best to sound exactly like them. Listening to Toni Braxton and Mariah Carey growing up, trying to make my voice sound just like those guys. Then it was Regina Spektor, and then it was Bjork, and then it was Joni Mitchell, and emulation. Is that a word? Emulation.
It is. Sure.
It is.
You betcha. Imitation. Emulation. It's interesting. I've been talking to a lot of musicians because we've been doing a lot of live shows here at the station, and that's a really common theme is people just learning by listening and imitating. And then we've also had a few people speak of the influence of church singing on their music. I guess that's the way people do things.
Yeah, that's where a lot of the music making in our culture exists. He's in the church.
Well, and I know that you have a song that is sort of churchy in a way, an alternative churchy kind of way.
We have a few. We have quite a few of our songs are steeped in religious undertones and overtones. And we insert
it's
little
a theme for sure.
Yeah.
Do you have a faith community?
So That's an interesting question, just because I feel like that's we've changed our definition of that a little bit. I feel like Sarah is a huge part of my faith community, and I feel like being in this band has been a really big part of me growing as a person spiritually. And I still love to attend the Free Methodist Church back in Greenville, where I went during college. But mostly being out in nature, reading, sitting still, and being with Sarah and the people I love at my Montessori school are very important for my spiritual growth. I like to focus on those things mostly.
So children, you're a Montessori teacher?
Yes.
Oh.
My two passions in life, music and Montessori.
Certainly children have a lot to teach us about spirituality.
That's a fact. Yeah, I've had to really have a daily humbling and centering experience with those guys. I've got 23 2-6-year-olds that are in my care, and yeah, it's hard to just sum up, but it's certainly been a lovely and fulfilling journey with those guys.
And is school out right now?
Yes.
Is that how you got to get out on the road?
Yeah, we headed out on tour my very last day of work. Had the car all packed up.
The whirlwind.
Mm-hmm.
And how about you, Sarah?
I work with children as well. I work with all ages. I teach violin and also piano lessons. And we had some spring recitals right before we left and just kind of wrapped up the year. But they'll be waiting for me when I get back because I don't give them much of a break in the summertime.
Okay. Well, that's great. You're making your living as a musician.
Yes.
Wonderful. We're talking with Steph Plant and Sarah Velasquez of The Leonas, a band out of St. Louis. They've been The Leonas for a year, though they've been playing together for 4 years. And they're on tour. They're going to play a longer set tonight at Mustard Seed Community Farm at 366 W Avenue. You go north for 10 miles on 69 or I-35, whatever is closest, and then find the East-West Road 130th, otherwise known as E-18. And if you go west on that, you will find W Avenue, and you'll be almost there, 366 W Avenue.
It's only complicated because it's a farm in the middle of the cornfield, so it's tends to be a little tricky.
It is. I've been there myself, and I kind of got lost.
Me too.
Ish on the way. So,
don't get lost. Whoever's listening on the radio, pay close attention to Greta's instructions. You'll make it.
That's right. And we will have the directions posted on our website, khoifm.org, if you want to head out and find the Leonas and see them in person. It's a potluck celebration that begins with the Porch Stompers, Alice McGarry's band, and then moves into a set by the Leonas. You can also check them out on their Bandcamp website. Okay, I think we've got all the announcements out of the way. What shall we listen to next?
Oh, this one is aptly named the Banjo Song.
Okay, we're sticking with the banjo. And that's Steph Plant on banjo and Sarah Velasquez on violin and harmony.
Why are you looking at me that way? Listening. What are you waiting for? I've never seen this before. Adored, I'm amazed. I'm not used to feeling so safe. All I'm a taker, taken, 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 taken. But it seems you're not playing that game. What are you waiting for? 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 You're supposed to hold me with your eyes. You're supposed to hurt me with yours. Silent as I've never seen this before. Why aren't you wearing a disguise? Why aren't you making them to your kind face? You're supposed to scold me with your eyes. You're supposed to hurt me with your silent face. I've never seen this before. Why aren't you wearing a disguise? Why aren't you making empty promises? What are you waiting for? You're supposed to shame and criticize. You're supposed to blame me for all.
Steph Plant and Sarah Velasquez, the Leonas, here in KHOI Studios. That song was called the banjo song, but it certainly had quite a lot of meaning and things to think about.
Tricky to name.
Right. We've had a hard time pinning that one.
I'm sure it gave a lot of people something to relate to. You know, it's almost a scary feeling when the expectations of all the negativity that maybe you came with, you know, your baggage is just not mirrored in that other person. And instead you find kindness, and which you've described as sort of transformative when you went to actually the Mustard Seed Farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very profound thing that you've given us here.
Thank you. It's lovely to get to learn how to trust.
Oh, yeah. And watching you two with each other play, you see that trust. And it seems that music is one way that people can communicate without some of the baggage. So we're switching over from
another
banjo
to
guitar.
This has been fun. Never been on the radio before. This is kind of exciting.
Yeah, this
cool.
is the first for us.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. You have a community radio station, though, there in St. Louis. They're not doing music, live music very much? Or?
Oh, I think
we're
they are.
We're still kind of starting out.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not. We're getting there.
Yeah, you are starting up. They're not starting up.
No, oh, no. Yeah, no. We're just we have a lot of fun doing what we're doing, and I feel like just recently, like in the last year and a half or so, we've really been taking ourselves seriously and learning that taking ourselves seriously can also be fun. And we can continue, you know, having our similar good time vibe while we make EPs and make a website and things like that.
Promoting our music and trying to take ourselves seriously has been an interesting journey. But, yeah, Sarah has been really helpful to me in enabling me and in compelling me to be confident in us. Like, you should really listen to the Leonas. We're pretty good.
Yeah, you are. You sound very polished and lovely and original.
Thank you.
And we're very glad to have you here at KHOI. And it sounds that you're kind of rooted in making music and not making a career or something, you know, yeah. Which makes it, maybe that's...
There can be a difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well, is this our last song with you gals?
Yeah.
Okay. And
we call this Simple Gifts.
I know that song. The Leonas from St. Louis.
It's a gift to be simple. It's a gift to be free. It's a gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, we'll be in the valley of love and delight.
It's a gift to be gentle, it's a gift to be fair, it's a gift to wake and smell the morning air. And every day to walk on the path we choose, it's a gift we pray we'll never come to lose.
When true simplicity is gained, to bow and bend, we will not be ashamed to turn. To turn. It's a gift to be loving. It's the best gift of all. Like a quiet rain, it blesses where it falls. And if we have a gift, we will truly believe it is better to give than it is to receive. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and bend, we will not be ashamed to turn. Turn will be our delight till by turning and turning we come round right. Come around, we come around right, yeah.
the Leonas. And a lovely way to end your performance here in our studio. You're wonderful ambassadors for the idea of simplicity as a gift. And you'll be playing later tonight the party starts at 6 up at Mustard Seed Community Farm, Catholic Worker Farm, and it continues until 8:30 and includes the Porch Stompers, a band that Alice McGarry is part of. And
it's a potluck, so
that's right.
Bring a dish if you're
bring a dish.
Showing up. It's going to be really fun.
Right. Any last thoughts that you'd like to share about being on the road? This is your first road trip, right?
Yes.
I'm just extremely grateful and full of energy and joy. I feel like this has been very totally relaxing and totally delightful. And all the people we've stayed with along the way have been so kind and welcoming and receiving. And all the people we've played for have been so generous and so attentive. I've gotten so much closer to Sarah, and I feel really, really, I don't know, just extremely happy. This has been really dreamy.
We've also been very lucky.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Steph shared as with usual. Me when we did run out of gas. We just left St. Louis, and we were about halfway between St. Louis and Kansas City. And I dozed off, and Steph pulled off on an exit, and the car started puttering. And I wake up, and I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? The car was on empty. The gas gauge was on empty. And Steph's like, it's fine. I'm lucky. It's all going to work out. And she was right.
Fair enough.
We pulled off the highway, and as the car's puttering, we see a gas station down at the bottom of the hill. And so we rolled all the way into a gas station, right up to the pump. And
I wasn't even surprised.
And she was
like, it's just my life, guys.
So I've taken on that tone since that moment, because I was pretty upset when I thought we were going to run out of gas.
Great story. And thank you so much for coming by. It's been a blessing for us, and it just fit right very well into our, open space in our programming. And later tonight, we're going to have another musical guest. Art Walk is getting going out there. We can actually maybe even hear the people moving furniture so that musicians will have places to sit and
lovely.
The audience will have places to sit. We have an acoustic blues band, 5 people. So that's for those of you in listening land, if you want to catch some of that at 5 o'clock. And then head over to Mustard Seed Farm. That might be a great strategy for catching some good tunes here. Well, thank you so much, Steph Plant, Sarah Velasquez, the Leonas. Like I said, there's information about their band on our website, khoifm.org, and I encourage you to check them out and bathe in their good vibes, as we have been doing here. I've been your host, Greta Anderson, and Jonah DeGeest has been our engineer. Thanks also to Ron Carson for lending us his equipment and giving us a little advice on how to set up, and also to Delaney for being here and smiling. we're going to return you now to our regular music mix, and at 4 o'clock, we'll have one of our very favorite shows here at KHOI, one of our favorite syndicated shows, Big Picture Science, where we get to laugh at some of the basic concepts of science. He gives us a lot of humor along with education on the basics. So thanks once again, you guys. And
thank you, Greta.
Happy trails.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you guys.